There are such excerpts that we should read from Psalms or something that it'll be like a prayer, that's something we will all focus on.
Please repeat it for everyone so that everyone will hear the role of the gabai.
No, this is the role of the shatz. The role of the shatz is that he needs to awaken his ten several times a day to read a short sentence, perhaps from Psalms or Rabash or Baal HaSulam, but short things that are suitable for us, that awaken us to concentrate on being together in a desire directed at the Creator. Israel, the Light, and the Creator are one. That's what we need through this verse to be connected that way. All right? You will find some such quotes for us. Yeah. Now, that's the shatz. The gabai needs to organize the group towards what do you have there? Three conferences a day, or so he has to make sure that it's not just coincidental. That there is someone in charge, and they need to do it. And if they don't do it, you need to demand it from them, not to replace this one with that one, unless something, God forbid, happens and the person cannot function, has a certain problem. But basically, everyone has to be in that role, in both this role and that role. So how much should it be? 1 week I am gabai, the other week I am shatz, and everyone in the tent goes through it.
You gave us an exercise to write the day summary of the ten about the state of the ten.
Yeah, that too.
I think it's a very strong exercise, but I have a question. Meanwhile, this is what we do. Everyone writes something that he thinks, and from that we build the state of the ten. Is it the right way to do it? I mean, everyone is going through his own state, but is it the state of the whole ten?
Afterwards, you read it to each other?
We fill the form.
I gave that for everyone personally, because if you go through it, you actually inspect yourself. You don't necessarily need to read it to others. It's just for a person to check himself.
So it's something personal or the state of the ten as one?
No, I meant that each one does this personally. Based on the word litpalel, to pray, which means to inspect oneself, to judge oneself. Then we said that every ten should do it. Yeah, no, so I thought that maybe once a week or when you come together. I don't know. Maybe it's too much on you all the time, on the one hand. On the other hand, I want you to go back on track as many times a day as possible, so that you don't end up missing. Yes.
In our case, what we do, well, we started doing the daily summary of the ten at the end of the day. We have a conversation and we dedicate it to this daily summary. So we have a daily assignment. Every day there's another friend who is responsible to absorb his impressions from all the friends of the ten. And then he says what is his impression from the ten. This is why we do.
There is none as wise as the experience. Whatever is good for you, maybe for a different ten, it's a different thing. I don't know. Yes, Danny.
Same thing.
Oh, same thing. Okay. So, study of the ten sefirot.
So we're reading from the study of the ten sefirot, volume 6, part 16, page 2069. The three Olamot, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, Table of Answers to the Words, item 197. The question is, what does it mean they rise on their own? So again, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, page 2069, question 197. What is it rising on their own? In general, there are two Iburim, two conceptions. The first conception is made by the upper one, when the lower one is still in the Klipa and has no existence in Kedusha. And then it is corrected with the Achap of the upper one, meaning when the upper one raises and corrects its Achap, also Galgalta and Naim of the lower one extend after them and are corrected with them, because they're always adhered to each other, as known. And this is what was on the eve of Shabbat in the first Bechina, before Adam HaRishon was created, because then the Olamot raised on their own, where each and every one was sorted by its upper one. And the lower one himself couldn't have helped himself because he didn't have any reality at all. And therefore, then they are regarded to rise on their own, meaning not by themselves. And the second dibur is after the Tachton was born and the Mochin of his Katnut were completed, and then he rises on his own to the second conception. Because since he has the existence of Katnut, now he can rise to the upper one by himself. And those were the ascents of the Olamot and the Neshama of Adam HaRishon for the purpose of Mochin of the second Bechina of the Eve of Shabbat, because each rose to his upper one by himself. And this is the meaning of Adam HaRishon after he was born. He removed the stones and put a fence and clean the vineyard and return zon panim bepanim, which means for the purpose of the ascents of the second Bechina of the Eve of Shabbat before the sin.
Again, please.
Again, question 197. What is rising on their own? In general, there are two Iburim, two conceptions. The first conception is made by the upper one, which is when the lower one is still in the Klipa and it has no existence in Kedusha. And then it is corrected with the Achap of the upper one, meaning when the Elyon, when the upper one raises and corrects its Achap, also Galgalta and Naim of the lower one are extended with them, and they are corrected with them.
But don't think that the lower one doesn't need to do anything here. He has to do whatever possible, but in corporeality, because he doesn't yet have a reality in spirituality. But in corporeality, we are in a tent, we're in the study, we're in all kinds of things, meaning nothing just happens for no reason by the upper one. He awakens something, he does something, he even gives beatings to the lower one, meaning the lower one has to somewhat assist the upper one, unconsciously or somewhat consciously, depending on what discernments we're talking about. But don't think that it's just the upper one do it and the lower one doesn't do anything. The lower one cannot do spiritual actions, but corporeal actions, meaning through his will to receive, he still must do something.
Because they're always adhered to each other, as known. And that was on the eve of Shabbat in the first Bechina. Because before Adam HaRishon was created, because then the worlds rose on their own, where each and every one was sorted by his upper one. And the lower one himself couldn't have helped himself because he still did not have any existence at all. And therefore, they are regarded then that they raised on their own, meaning not by themselves,
without first raising man.
And the second dibur, the second conception is, after the lower one was born and his mochin de katnut were completed, and then he rise by himself to the second dibur, because since he has the existence of Katnut, he can rise to the upper one by himself. And those were the ascents of the Olamot and the Neshama of Adam HaRishon for the purpose of Mochin of the second Bechina of the Eve of Shabbat, because each rose to his upper one by himself. And this is the meaning of Adam HaRishon. After he was born, we removed the stones and put a fence and cleaned the vineyard and brought Zon back panim bepanim, face to face, which means for the purpose of the ascents of the second Bechina of the Eve of Shabbat before the sin.
Questions? Really? Besides Zvika, there's no one? Yes.
Rav, lama tamid galgalta?
Why galgalta in the name of the low one are always adhered to Achab of the Elyon? They're in adhesion.
It depends on what kind of adhesion, but that's within the second restriction.
They're opposite Bechinot, but still they're adhered to each other.
Yeah, but the Achab of the upper one annuls it, well, depending on what reason, say, to reach down to the Galgalta Naim of the lower one. So Galgalta Naim of the lower one are the vessels of bestowal of the lower one. The Achab of the upper one annuls himself, and then it becomes like the vessels of bestowal of the lower one, and then they have equivalence. They are together.
And the point of the adhesion of these two opposite Bechinot, where there's a gap between the upper one and the lower one?
There is no gap between them. Right now, with regards to the general state between them, there's no gap. They're in Dvekut, they are together in the same state. But each one, in order to reach that state, did a different kind of work. The Galgalta Naim of the lower one make the action of bestowal. The Achab of the upper one only restrict themselves. But with respect to their common state, they seem similar to each other. Who was there? Yeah.
I still don't understand what does it mean that he rise by himself, by his own.
By his own meaning that he awakens his own deficiency. First conception, no. Second conception, yes. He asks. He can already scrutinize deficiencies. In the first conception, however, he only annuls himself. Well, it's like the embryo. The embryo grows by annulling oneself over all this 9 months. Whatever he is given, he only annuls himself, and as a result, he receives. The moment he would stop annulling in his mother's womb, he would begin to poison himself and his mother right away.
So on his own, it means that he annuls himself?
He annuls himself. The 9 months of pregnancy are complete annulment. That's why it says that he sees the world from one end to the other.
So by his annulment, he rises?
He develops, yeah. These are degrees where the will to receive is added and he annuls, and again and again, for 9 months, always annulment. All right? Yes, Tzvika.
And this is the meaning of Adam HaRishon. After he was born, he worked in vineyard the Uzon and brought back Zon panim bepanim.
Yeah. By raising man, Adam HaRishon is a result of Zon of Atzilut. His work influences Zon of Atzilut. So by his efforts, he obligated Zon of Atzilut to be to rise until panim of in panim.
There are two states here, Ibu Aleph and Ibu Bet. What is the ideal state of the work for man?
The ideal state is the final correction.
Wonderful, but there are two states here.
in each and every state, building the zivug in zon. That's it. Yes.
Mordechai is asking, what does it mean that Mochin of his Katnut were completed?
That he received as much as he can, you can say, in order to bestow over the Katnut, because it's just Mochin of Chassadim, he receives it. That's it. Now, according to the stages, now it will be Gadlut. Yes, next.
Question 198, what is Ona? In Olam HaBriya, there are three Bechinot, She'er, Ksut, and Ona. But in Yetzira, there is no Bechina of Ona, because Ona means Zivug, coupling, to give birth to offsprings, Toladot. Therefore, in Bria, where there is Mochin, Degar, Deima, there is a Zivug, there is coupling to beget Neshamot, to Malachim, De Yetzira. But in Yetzirah itself, where there is no Gar, there is no Ona there, but only She'er and Ksut. Meaning, only a Zivug, a coupling to revive the Olamot, and not to give birth to the Neshamot. And that is called She'er. And that Zivug, in order to revive the Olamot, applies to Olam HaAsiyah as well. But only Bechinat Ksut, which is the Bechina of covering before the externals, does not apply there for herself, because she herself is entirely Bechinat Ksut, covering on Olam HaYetzirah.
Again,
question 198, what is Ona?
You are falling asleep, I see. Right? Look at the clock. Half a minute, don't breathe. And you read, Dudi.
Question 198, what is Ona? In Olam HaBriya, there are three Bechinot, She'er, Ksut, and Ona. But in Yetzirah, there is no Bechinat Ona, because Ona means Zivug, coupling, to give birth to offsprings, Toladot. And therefore, in Bria, where there is Mochin, the Gar De'ima, there is a Zivug to give birth to the Neshamot, to the Malachim of
now
Yetzirah.
Now breathe. More focused? Okay, sorry, again.
Again, question 198. What is Ona? In Olam HaBriya, there are three Bechinot, She'er, Ksut, and Ona. But in Yetzira, there is no Bechinat Ona, because Ona means Zivug, coupling, to give birth to Toladot, offsprings. And therefore in Bria, where there is Mochin, the Gar De'ima, there is a Zivug to give birth to the Neshamot, to Malachim, the Yetzira. But in Yetzira itself, where there is no Gar, there is no Ona there, but only She'er and Ksut. Meaning only a Zivug, a coupling, to revive the Olamot, and not to beget Neshamot, which is called She'er. And that Zivug, to revive the Olamot, applies also in Olam HaAsiyah. Only Bechinat Ksut, covering, which is the Bechina of covering before the externals, does not apply there for herself, because she herself entirely is the Bechina of Ksut, covering over the world of Yetzirah.
Meaning in each and every state, with respect to itself, and also with respect to the lower ones, it has to function. Reish.
Question 200. What is the essence of delight and its root? Every lower one is born and comes out in Pe Derosh of his upper one, and descends from there and closes the upper one on the outside. And it is regarded that the main light of the low one remains in the upper one, and only Bechinat of only a branch of it reaches the lower one.
But eventually, all the light that the upper one can give to the lower one, he does only gradually. Okay? Yes.
So the lower one obtains only the externality of the upper one, not his internality?
Never the internality. He doesn't have a deficiency for this also. No deficiency, so how can he attain? Everyone receives a portion of deficiency that he needs to work on. And so, do not demand what's greater than you, because you're incapable. You can say, I want, but you don't. You don't. Because to want means that you have such an urge that you go and get the strength for it, if the need is for correction. And a person always works from his state, from his degree. Unless you're in an environment, a society that can awaken in you such desires, such deficiencies that you don't have. It's possible. But that requires a society and a certain attitude towards it.
So also conception is in externality, and in the externality the low one is conceived in the externality of the upper one, or the conception, ibur, is something internal.
It is adhesion in the upper one, but he must, meaning that he is found in the upper one, the embryo, then is really in the upper one? No. The upper one does a coupling of beating, and then he clings to that, and he receives from it.
What is chitzoniyut, externality?
Let's say Galgalta does the zivug, not over dalet-dalet, but dalet-gimel, towards ab. So ab is basically in conception within Galgalta.
So what is the externality of the upper one?
The coupling of beating that it does for a reshimo that is external to it.
But how is it expressed with respect to the lower one?
That's the way he gives to the lower one. A mother doesn't need milk. She doesn't need a uterus. She doesn't need any of that for herself. All those systems only exist towards the lower one.
The chitzoniyut, the externality of the upper one, is a kli for the lower one?
The externality of the upper one is a kli for the lower one. Yeah, for sure.
Externality and achap, is it the same thing? Achap of the upper one and externality, is it the same thing?
No, the achap can be his own achap, but the work, the unique work of the upper one, that he makes a coupling of beating and all kinds of other discernments with respect to the lower one, that's his work, yes. That makes him an upper one.
So why before, when we read about the first conception, he says that it doesn't depend on the lower one at all?
There are some that depend and some that don't depend. The future baby determines that now Abba Ve'ima, mother and father, will mate. No. So there are actions that don't belong to but they are for him.
But in the ascent from below upward, it doesn't depend on man's work?
Yes, but not entirely. We receive the already prepared work that we need to do. It's like you come to a factory, there's a manager that tells you, you're going to do this and this and this. So the factory is there, the tools are there, the materials are there, the work plan is there. Someone is also waiting for you to finish and take your product and work with it. So everything's there, you just have to work in your area.
So why is it considered that I enter an ibu, conception? How does the low one enter a conception if everything is made for him?
Yes, but he has to provide the deficiency. I want to be in conception, to enter conception. I want to annul before the upper one in a way that I only annul myself without any discernments in my vessels, just annulling. That's ibul, conception. Then there are three sections in ibul. That is Nehi, Chagat, and Chabad, that I annul myself throughout my 10 sefirot and all my vessels, and it's a completely different work. That's why it is 9 months.
So in the first conception, what is the one expected to do? Because here it says that he's expected to do nothing.
Annulling whatever appears. Whatever appears, so vessels of Nehi appear, annul them. Vessels of Chagat, vessels of Chabad, annul them. But the annulment is always different from day to day. It is completely different.
What does it mean to annul Kelim, to cancel the Kelim?
To be adhered to the upper one. Whatever he does, I accept.
So what is his kli if he keeps annulling his kelim? What does he live on?
The fact that he annuls is his vessel. That, and in the vessel that he annuls, that's where he feels his existence. That's where he feels himself. He becomes included in the upper one by annulling himself towards the upper one. That is the most... Well, not the highest degree, and yet... how to say that word? Wholeness, yeah, let's say so. It's the most whole degree. I completely annul myself. What does it mean that the embryo sees from one end to the other? There's a candle over his head, and he's taught the entire Torah. There's no greater adhesion than being an embryo, but it's unconscious. You understand? So, because all that light of Insof that fills him up, he doesn't feel it as the light of Insof because he cannot digest it. But it is the light of Insof. From one end of the world to the other, all vessels. And afterwards, not afterwards, no. Afterwards, he's given a place here, what's called the Ucha, is hit there and he forgets everything. And then he is born and he begins to participate. Before that, he didn't participate. He only annulled himself. After the birth, he starts participating in his correction, and that's a different process. Meaning, being inside the mother is the best possible place to be, the safest place.
So why do you need a second ibu for? Why isn't just one ibu is enough?
That's how it's called. Second conception is of katnut. You can also say gadlut. It's always you make it with the presence and vessels and discernments and prayers of your own. And then your annulment is a practical annulment. It's a practical annulment. You annul before the Creator continuously until the final correction. But the annulment happens with understanding and consciousness and in opposition to the will to receive, to the evil inclination that appears. What does it mean in order to bestow? You're working with your will to receive. You transform it. But it's by annulling yourself. I don't know how to say it. It's our entire work until the final correction is annulment before the upper one, but it's active annulment. I sympathize with the upper one. I resemble the upper one. It's also annulment.
But the first ibu, is it not an annulment? This is not something tangible. He also annuls himself. So what is the addition in the second conception?
It depends on how you annul yourself, with the mind and the emotion and the desires and the evil inclination that the Creator created. When you take it and work with it creatively, you build from yourself the image of the Creator. How do you say it? You sculpt. You learn how to make that sculpture. This is what's in the Creator. I'll do it this way. No, I can't do it that way. I'll ask him. So then I learn how he does it and how I annul myself to participate in what he does. It's literally art. Yeah, art.
So the first conception, you can say that this is unconditional annulment. In the second conception, you work conscious on it consciously.
Annulment is all the time, but it's in a more and more conscious and creative way.
We're on page 2069, question 201. What is Ir? What is a city? On Shabbat, when the Olamot rise to Atzilut, the world of Atzilut is regarded as Ir, city, because this is where the entire settlement is. And it was said about it, no man should leave his place on the Sabbath day. And until Chazed de Bria, it is the meaning of 70 Amma and Shiraim, which are added to the city in the meaning of the conception of the city. And from there until Chazed de Yetzirah is the meaning of 2,000 Amma, the Shabbat zone. And from Chazed de Yetzirah and below, it is a permanent compartment for the klipot, and there is outside the Shabbat zone, and it is forbidden to go out there, as written, no man shall leave his place on the Sabbath day.
Again,
question 201, what is Ir? What is a city? On Shabbat, Sabbath, when the Olamot rise to Atzilut, the world of Atzilut is regarded as city, Ir, because this is where the entire settlement is. And it was said about it, no man shall leave his place on the Sabbath day. And until Chazed de Bria is the meaning of 70 Amma, 70 cubits and Shiraim, which are added to the city in the meaning of the conception of a city. And from there until Chazed de Yetzira is the meaning of 2,000 Amma, the Shabbat zone. And from Chazed de Yetzira and below is a permanent compartment for the klipot. And there is outside the Shabbat zone, where it is forbidden to go there, as meaning, no man shall leave his place on the Sabbath day.
Okay. What? Yes or no? Yes, son.
All the olamot rise on Shabbat?
Well, sometimes no.
Because it says here that all the olamot rise, and this is why it is called Eir, city.
Right, that everything
but then he writes
there.
That from Chazen Yetzirah and below, it is the compartment of the klipot, and it doesn't rise.
There's the section of klipot.
So does it rise or doesn't it?
No, the section of klipot cannot rise. The word, the worlds ascend because a light from above, from the world of Atzilut, shines on them. They receive an addition of Kedusha, and this is called ascent. There is no corporeal ascent. It's an ascent in the force of bestowal that was formed in them. So they are all, some of them, are in the world of Atzilut. And the permanent residence of the klipot from Chazeh Yetzirah and below doesn't ascend. On the contrary, when the Bia rises to Atzilut, the klipa, when the Kedusha rises to Atzilut, the klipa goes downwards towards the Siyum. Yes.
So the word Ir describes both a zone and area and the state of that area. This is why there's a need to add another definition.
Ir, city, means a defined, closed area. Let's say, Petach Tikva is not called a city. Jerusalem, Tiberia, Akko, what else? Jaffa. A city means that there's a wall around it. And that's it. The wall is actually the sign of the city.
Because it says that Ir, city, is Olam Atzilut. So it's not just Olam Atzilut, it is Olam of Atzilut where the all Olamot are in it. Then it is called the city?
When the worlds enter the world of Atzilut, then it's called the city. But not even all of them, even just a part of them. Let's say this. Other than Shabbat, where there is no ascent of the worlds to Atzilut, then Atzilut itself is not called a city because they don't all gather there. Well, that's how it is, but again, it depends on how we explain it. Clearly, this can be, you know, turned around, that discernment. All right? So, this is long. What is this? Okay, other questions? Any other questions here?
Kiev.
Kiev, okay, Kiev.
Скажите, пожалуйста, Раф, вот вы сказали, что наше идеальное состояние это.
You said that our perfect state is every second to build the zivug of zon. Can you explain?
Zon? No. Without zon, I don't know what is zon. The coupling of zon. How do I do it? Like this or that or. Also, don't mix together the sense with the zone. Our work in each and every moment is to try and be in contact with the Creator, to relate myself to Him, to see that we are all drawn to Him in the Ten. In order to reach Him, we all connect. We all annul before each other, in order to annul before the Creator. That the more we compress together, we embrace each other, connect with each other, to that extent, we can connect with Him. That is what we need to try to do every moment. Yes. All the rest of the work is essentially the same. It's just over new vessels, greater vessels, but essentially that is all. To annul oneself before the friends, to come together and together towards the Creator. Therefore, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. All right, Kiev.
No, again. Besedar.
Well, yes, okay. So, we will move on to the next part. Wait a second, I want to turn to Asia. Asia.
No, Misham.
Who's there?
Chotel.
Can you hear me? I have a question. I have a few questions.
No, one.
How to share more friends in TESS if it seems that the moment TESS starts, only few friends take part in it and the whole world falls asleep or they're doing other things?
Please tell me what he said.
Chote was asking how to make more friends participate in TESS because the moment TESS starts, many friends fall asleep or do other things.
We are studying the most interesting part of TESS. The most interesting part of TESS. And also from that part, just very small portions. Meaning I'm not going to find anything more attractive in TESS for you. Maybe in part 3 a little bit. But really, there's nothing more, so I don't know what to do. You have to know these things somewhat, just to hear about them. They shine on us. Part 16 is a part that shines on us from the final correction, from the corrections, and it doesn't demand from the person to know so many details like if you go to the other parts, you'll find many details, and every excerpt you'll read will maybe, you know, require a year of preparation to understand. So we're moving on to the next
part. Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
קמת לשאול מה טעם בחיים את האמת למצוא איך אנחנו כחולמים והלב שלך נמצא לקצה רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו מוות תגלה עד כמה היא יפה תשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך נוגע בנשמה
בנשמה שלך, נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך, זה ולמד ותגלה אז כמה יפה, תשיג אותה בחי וחכה בשבילך. אם העולם שלך נמצא בשקיעה, ורוח על פניך מלטפת מגיעה, אבל הראש שלך בעולם אחר, רוצה יותר גבוה, רוצה להתחבר, רוצה יותר גבוה, רוצה להתחבר, סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך, נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך, זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה יפה, תשיג אותה בחי מחכה רק בשבילך. נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך, נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך, זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה יפה, תשיג אותה בחי מחכה רק בשבילך. עוללה עוללה שלך, נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך, זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה יפה, תשיג אותה בחיים.